Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us.
And what happens if you don't? You show them visually what happens if they don't and what happens if they do, and you make that comparison for them. So it's no longer just a case of, do you want to buy this or do you not? It becomes more a, do you want this outcome or do you want this outcome? It's a completely different frame of mind, right? They're no longer making this decision based on, do I want to pay $197 to get a product or do I not want to pay $197 to get a product? Instead, with this, they are saying, do I want to stay where I am and have hardship, or do I want to get results and get more money for less work, right? Of course, it's an obvious decision, right? If they have the funds. So you can see the work that's gone into this particular page and obviously this offer. I mean, we included so much in this particular offer. A profit masterclass, we've got a license pack to sell high ticket, email automation, recurring commissions for life, training, case studies. I mean, it's crazy, okay? And we could have launched this product in its own right, and it needs to have that FOD factor, right? It needs to have that wow factor because it's a 197 price point, right? So you do need to put quite a bit into this. And if it eats into the back end a little bit, there's a little bit of overlap with the back end, that's fine. People are still going to buy the back end. So don't be too concerned about that. Don't offer obviously exactly the same thing and don't offer any components that are exactly the same in both. But if it's similar in nature, but maybe just doesn't take them as far as your back end, that's totally fine. Okay. So that is OTO number one, right? So we've got the video, we've got this above the fold, we've got a long form sales letter that explains it, sells it in a proper fashion, okay, breaks down the components, and then has this comparison at the end of the alternatives. Now, the other thing that we do on this page, which I can't show you because it's already popped up, is we have an exit pop, right? So this price point is $197. If people try to leave this page, they get an exit pop that says, do you want to get in for this right now for $97? Okay, $97 today, and then a further 97 in 30 days. Okay, so it's basically the same price point. I think it's 97 times two, but it's pretty much the same price point as what we're charging for full, but they get to split the payment, right? And we get sales of that as well, obviously, right? From people that try to think, get to that page, think, oh no, I'm just gonna leave it, or I'm gonna go to my inbox and get the front end. It gives you that extra opportunity. Now with that pop-up, it's literally just that. It's a product image. It says, hey, $197 crossed through, $97 today, and a further $97, you know, quick list of benefits, product image, and then a buy now button. It's quite a small pop-up, right? That works as well. That gets you additional sales coming in. So that's OTO number one. Now let's move to OTO number two, okay? So OTO two, you'll see that it looks similar, right? It looks very similar. We've still got the header, but now we're saying, look, we've got a headline here, right? How would you like to 10x the profits that you're gonna get? Okay, we're still reminding them that they're in a customized stage here and their order is not yet complete. And you can see as we scroll down here, we've got the sales letter for this one. Again, it's a long form sales letter. We've got different branding. You see how this one, we had a collar for this one of this one-time offer program, right? You need to get branding, you need to get images for these things. This one was blue. And this one is red. So they need to feel, this is important, they need to feel that they're in a different place, that this is a different proposition to what they've just seen. So we scroll down, you can see the idea, the framework, the structure is the same. Okay, we're breaking down the components, we're selling it, we've got a guarantee. And again, we've got this comparison. What happens if you don't get this? And what happens if you do get this? Okay, and again, the add to cart button is only available at the bottom. Right? We do not put it right under the video because we want to force them to go down here and look at testimonials and so on. It's only at the bottom of the page. Now, we do not have an exit pop on this offer, right? It's $97 only. Now, let's move on to OTO number three. And I'm sure you can guess what's happening here. It's very similar, okay? Now, you'll notice how we've got a blue background on this one. Okay, let me just scroll up here. So this one is black. The second one is also black, but we made this one slightly different to stand out. Again, it's got one of these videos, voiceover slides. We've got the heading as usual. We've got a new headline and promise. We've got a long form sales letter, and we've got a different color branding for the components that are involved in this one. Okay. And you can see, again, we've got this comparison, what happens if you do get this and what happens if you don't. So if we come back to my list here, my little notes, as I say, visually different.
Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something interesting in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show.
Once you've done these, of course, you need to actually create the members areas for each of these things. And then it's time to move on to set up your funnel, right? Once you've got these created, you've got the deliverables, you know what you're going to sell, you've come up with a name for each of these packages, and then a cool name for each of the components, you've got them branded, you've created the members area for each of them, or the deliverables, you can then create the funnel, right? Whether it's Warrior Plus, JVZ, or some other network that you're going to use to sell this, you need to set it up. Once you've done that, you need to get your affiliate request link. So that's the link that affiliates are going to use to request approval to promote it. And you're going to be using that later on to recruit JVs, joint venture partners, to recruit affiliates and give them tools to promote. We're going to cover that on a later session. At this point, you can also set up your launch leaderboard. Think about the prizes. Again, we'll get into the detail of that later. And really, it's only at this stage, as you start, once everything's ready with the product, that you should really be announcing your launch date with a minimum of 4 weeks notice. Again, as I've been doing this over the years, what's happened is more and more people are launching and people are getting lazy, right? And people are saying, hey, I've got this thing coming out next week. Can you mail? Oh yeah, I can mail. You know, and everything, just the quality of everything goes down, the effort goes down and the results go down. And people say, oh, it's not like it used to be. Yeah, because people are getting lazy and they're doing less and less, right? Their attention is less and the vendor's focus is less. The vendor's passion and energy is less. So they're just putting less into it. They're not doing OTOs like this. They're not doing videos, not putting all this effort in, and they're not launching in the same way. And it's the same with affiliate recruitment and managing affiliates and getting affiliates. There's a very specific way that you can get way more affiliates, big name affiliates maybe that have not even promoted for you before. There's a way that you can get them and get them to mail hard. We'll be covering that on the next session. But one of these things is giving them a lot of notice, right? Big affiliates do not work day to day. They got big because they're organized. Most affiliates, the big name affiliates, the joint venture partners, the big names of internet marketing work several months out. At the start of the year, on January 1st, you or other people may be looking and say, right, what am I doing this week or what's January look like? They're through to July already. They know the launch they're going to be doing on Black Friday in November of that year on the 1st of January. They're well planned out. So if you contact them, say, I've got a launch coming next week, or I've even got a launch coming in 2 weeks, it's too late. They're not going to move their business for you, right? So this is why you need everything ready, and you need to ideally give people 4 weeks notice. By having everything ready, you demonstrate, and this is what I said in one of the first sessions, it demonstrates to them that you're serious, you've put in the energy, and you are serious and you're committed to this launch. You're not just farting this out to make money. You really want to make a difference in people's lives, and you want to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. If you go to somebody a month before your launch is live and say, look, you can go and check out all the funnel, I'll give you access to everything, all the sales letters are ready, the whole thing's, they'll be like, holy moly, nobody does this. This is insane. This must be an amazing product. You must be so organized. You must be serious about this. This launch is going to kick ass. I'm in, right? And the other thing is, because you give them so much notice period, they have availability to promote. They're not booked up already, and they're not going to squeeze you in. Oh yeah, I'll mail for you next week, i.e. I'll send one email, or at like, you know, 1 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Give them more notice and you can have a full spot and a full slot booked up well in advance, okay? So that's it for this session. On next sessions coming up, we're still going to talk about affiliate recruitment. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what you do before launch to build the buzz, to get a massive excitement going about your launch, how you can start to get famous in your niche. And then we'll talk about the launch itself, managing it, and how you run the back end. That's all coming up, but I'll speak to you on the next session. Hey, Chainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.